Welcome back to the Jason Rand Show on AM 770 KTTH and 94.5 FM in the Greater East Side. Linda Yang is with Washington Asians for Equality. It's a group that says what it's doing. It's all about making sure that Asian Americans, Asian Washingtonians, are being treated equally, a topic that has come up recently because of concerns coming from the community that they are being victimized at disproportionately high rates. And of course, folks on the left will say they're all about fighting for Asian Americans. On this show, though, we've pointed out they tend not to really fight for Asian Americans all that often. And Linda Yang in the Washington Asians for Equality group notes that the Senate Democrats right now in Olympia probably need to examine their own inherent bias against Asian Americans. Linda now joins me to explain. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. Thanks.
So first, sort of big picture, you argue that the Democrats in Olympia are not necessarily addressing their own bias against Asian Americans. What do you mean by that?
Well, so this session, there's a couple of bills. It just demonstrates that, you know, they do not care about Asians. One particular bill is SB 5264. That's a Chinese history, Chinese American History Month bill. It's a bill passed the committee unanimously, and it has sponsors from both parties.
Mm-hmm.
And then the bill, unfortunately, was stalled by the Senate Democrat leadership. It was held in the Rules Committee for 17 days, and then they were set on that for another 20 days till it, you know, expired at the cutoff.
Why do you think it was stalled?
Either they didn't care, or they just didn't have the will to pass the bill to support the community. We feel it's a long overdue bill because considering the contribution of Chinese Americans to this region, this bill should be existed a long time ago. It's just been introduced this session by Senator Wagner.
Mm-hmm.
He actually made a comment. He was surprised, you know, there's no such bill exists. And the bill basically, you know, it's a very low bar bill. It has no physical impact. It's basically just, you know, encouraging schools to, you know, to use January as a month to commemorate the Chinese Americans' contributions to this region, to the country.
It's a symbol,
feel, you know.
It's a symbol. And generally, and I'm pretty open about this, Linda, on my show, I don't like virtue signaling. I find it to be a little onerous and empty. But in this case, what I find interesting is that it's the Democratic Party that is all about the symbolism. And they say over and over and over again that this is the way that you supposedly show your support of a community. And while they passed a bill making Juneteenth a holiday in Washington state, which does have a fiscal impact, they're completely ignoring your the bill you're talking about here, having no fiscal impact whatsoever at a time where they're claiming that they're all focused on Asian Americans.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this bill, the reason the bill matters to us is because Asian Americans being ignored. You know, if you look at the education system, K-12,
yep,
there's no such education exists. No curriculum exists. I contact, you know, the school district in King County. Many of them, they don't have those kinds of education. And this bill is not mandatory. It just encourages schools. It's given us a chance to open a dialogue with the school district. It's very sad. We have to go, you know, it's like I said, it's a symbolic bill. And we have to say, please pass this bill. So give us a chance to have a dialogue with the school district. And even with this request, you know, they sat on a bill and they denied it.
Yeah.
And on the Juneteenth bill, you know, like I said, it's $7.5 million, you know, physical impact. And the ironic is the Black Lives Matter Alliance, actually they oppose the bill. They call it out as a token bill. They said it's going to cost the state $7.5 million and it's a token. So they didn't want the bill to be passed. But
They did it anyway.
The Democrat. Yeah, they did it anyway. And they did that in like, what, 5 days in out of the Rules Committee, 2 days, you know, from the floor calendar, you know, to be voted out. So 7 days. And for the really the symbolic bill for the Chinese American History Month, they set that on that for 37 days and let it die.
Yeah. Linda Yang is joining me on the line. She's with Washington Asians for Equality. She is complaining in a way that really rings to commentary we've had on this show for several months now, if not the last year, that Senate Democrats are sort of inherently biased against Asian Washingtonians. And something that I've noticed, Linda, is institutionally, you know, when Democrats talk about people of color, even the term BIPOC, it specifically ignores Asians. When they talk about how minority communities are disproportionately impacted when it comes to education, they literally ignore the fact that Asian Americans, and here Asian Washingtonians, outperform even white students. And it seems to me that they are ignoring Asians as a minority community and simply lumping Asians in with whites because you're just doing too well. Do you feel that that is an underlying issue here?
I honestly, that has been the theme that we are fighting against a couple bills, like quite a few bills this year. And I want to point out to SB 5228. So this is a bill, basically they want to increase the number of underrepresented students at medical schools in Washington. But the underrepresented students does not include Asians.
Mm-hmm.
So you do the math. When you increase the number of, you know, underrepresented students, but not including Asians, basically you're going to effectively create a racial quota against Asian students. We point this one out, and we ask the legislature, well, either you amend the bill to make sure it does not negatively impact Asian students, or table the bill this session. Let's have a discussion. They passed it. They said this is going to help the people of color community, but, you know, that's not including Asians. So that shows they don't care. They don't care about Asians. In their mind, you know, it's okay to ignore Asians. Asians are going to suffer. They don't care.
Because you're doing too well as a group, right? I mean, I experienced that as a Jew. Jews have a tendency as a community to do better as far as minority groups are concerned. And as a result, we're just dismissed and not viewed as an actual minority. However, when it's politically beneficial to the left to go ahead and say they're standing up for Jews or for Asians, they'll go ahead and say that.
Yeah, I mean, those empty rhetoric, I think it needs to be end. I think Asians need to demand actual actions, you know, the result, not those empty talks. I see, you know, those politicians, you know, this after the Atlanta event, you know, they go on TV, they go on rallies, they were giving all those, you know, talks. But, you know, when they are practicing, policies that actually going to be negatively impact, you know, Asian Americans. So I want to call this one out. And I think the reason we want to call out the SB 5264 is, you know, we want them to recognize they have bias within themselves against Asians. They have to examine that internally and recognize it. So they are working on those equity bills supposed to help fight against discrimination. But when they have discrimination internally and they don't recognize, those people are going to do more harm.
Yeah.
They're going to introduce more racism, you know, to the street, in the system.
It's maddening. And, you know, I sympathize or empathize, I suppose, as a Jew, because I have experienced sort of the same reaction to some of the empty rhetoric. Although, in fairness, we get a lot less on the Jewish side because of the progressive movement has moved very far against Jews and against Israel as of late. So they're not really pandering as much to the Jewish community anymore. Although they do pander to the Asian community while doing almost nothing to actually address some issues that you bring up. So I'm glad that you are bringing them up. I'm glad that Washington Asians for Equality exist. Linda Yang, thank you so much for the work that you've been doing. Really do appreciate you sharing some of your perspective here today.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Absolutely. Again, that was Linda Yang for Washington Asians for the number four equality. You've been listening to The Jason Rancho. Thank you so much on that topic, by the way. I was on Tucker Carlson talking about a related issue. If you want to watch that video, head on over to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/Jason Rants. That video of my Tucker Carlson Tonight appearance will be up in the next 30 minutes or so, if it's not already up, youtube.com/Jason Rants. Coming up next, Ben Shapiro.